Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I want to thank you so much for listening today.
Hallo, ihr Lieben. Das ist Ted von Out of This World Radio, und wie immer freuen wir uns, dass ihr alle dabei seid.
We have a very special program today. We'll be talking about censorship in the U.S. and also Biden's new Ministry of Truth. Now, I think it's called Department of Disinformation. I can't remember now, but some ridiculous name.
Heute, das heutige Thema der Sendung ist Zensur. Und da geht es unter anderem um Biden und sein neues Ministerium der Wahrheit. Oder vielleicht doch Abteilung der Unwahrheit.
Everything that George Orwell talked about in the book 1984 is coming true today.
Alles, worüber Orwell in seinem Buch 1984 schrieb, wird heute zur Realität.
But before we start, I always love to play my 528 Hertz tuning fork. Love tuning fork with a Lemurian crystal from Mount Shasta to spread love everywhere around the world.
Wie immer am Anfang der Sendung möchte Ted als erstes seine Stimmgabel mit den 528 Hertz anstimmen mit der Frequenz der Liebe, und er schlägt sie gegen einen Kristall aus Lemurien, der vom Mount Shasta kommt.
This is the vibration of love, 528 Hertz. One time. I hope you heard that okay. I want to tell everyone that in about 2 weeks or so, my book, Messages from the Masters, will be published in Germany. But it's a different title. It'll be under All the World is One, from Amra Publishers, AMRA. And if you like, please go to their website and you can pre-order the book if you like.
In ungefähr 2 Wochen wird Teds Buch Messages from the Masters erscheinen im Amra Verlag auf Deutsch und wird heißen Die ganze Welt ist eins oder so, All the World is One. Und wer das Buch bereits vorab bestellen möchte, kann dies beim AMRA Verlag tun.
And it also has updated messages from President Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus and many other great spirits as well.
Es sind auch neue Botschaften von Kennedy, Nostradamus und anderen enthalten.
And I want to thank Carolyn and Jerry White as well, for they helped me with publishing my first book, and I couldn't have done it without their help. So thank them. Carolyn is present today.
Mm-hmm. Er bedankt sich sehr herzlich unter anderem bei Carolyn, ohne deren Hilfe er das Buch nicht hätte herausgeben können. Und Carolyn ist der Gast heute und anwesend. Herzlich willkommen.
Carolyn is joining me on the program today. We'll be talking about censorship.
Sie ist heute mit dabei, um mit Ted sich über das Thema Zensur zu unterhalten.
And also, every year I go to Mount Shasta. Here's a postcard of Mount Shasta. And if you look at it, you see the cloud there above the mountain. That's actually a lenticular cloud, a circular cloud. And inside the cloud is a benevolent UFO.
Jedes Jahr macht Ted Reisen zu Mount Shasta, und er hat gerade die Postkarte von diesem wunderbaren Berg gezeigt. Und man sieht über dem Berg eine Lentikularwolke. Da drinnen verbirgt sich ein UFO.
And if you'd like to come along with me, that'd be wonderful. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
Wer gerne dabei sein möchte auf dieser Reise zu Mount Shasta, schickt Ted bitte eine E-Mail, outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
And I'm also going to Sedona in the middle of September as well.
Eine weitere Reise findet Mitte September nach Sedona statt.
So if you can come, please come. I'd love to have you along. My email again is outofthisworld11funknudel@gmail.com. My ambition Deutsch.
Ted freut sich über jeden, der da mitreisen möchte.
I know there's been a lot of lockdowns in Germany and Austria in the past and Switzerland, but please know that this cannot continue forever. And I do see them ending here very shortly.
Es hat in Österreich, Deutschland und in der Schweiz viele Lockdowns gegeben. Das weiß Ted, aber das wird nicht für immer so weitergehen. Und er geht davon aus, dass es bald vorbei ist.
Carolyn and I are both psychics and we do time travel, so we'll share the messages we receive about that too as well.
Beide, Carolyn und er, sind hellsichtig und unternehmen Zeitreisen und werden die neuesten Botschaften verkünden.
Yeah. So there's a Carolyn, there's a you have a video you'd like to show. Why don't you talk for a few minutes, Carolyn? Talk about your background and then talk about the video you're gonna show.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Nicole. One of the things that I remember back in the days of early days of Biden, uh-huh, who's been a politician for over 40 years.
Right.
That he was in 1988, he was running for president.
Also erst einmal herzlich willkommen, Carolyn, und sie begrüßt auch alle Zuhörer. Und sie möchte gleich ein Video zeigen. Und sie erinnert sich, also ungefähr im Jahr 1988, als Biden einer der Präsidentschaftskandidaten für die Wahl war. Und er ist aber schon ungefähr seit 40 Jahren Politiker.
Mhm. And then he was called out by the news people who were reporters at the time for his plagiarism and his outright lying during the 1987-1988 presidential campaign.
Er wurde befragt von Reportern zum Plagiarismus, den er, der ihm vorgeworfen wurde, und seinen Lügen, die er in der Kampagne 87-88 von sich gegeben hat.
So I find it rather ironic that about 3 days after Elon Musk was confirmed to take over Twitter, that Biden wanted the Department of Homeland Security to create a disinformation board.
Es ist spannend, dass 3 Tage nachdem Elon Musk bekannt gibt, dass er Twitter übernimmt, Biden bekannt gibt, dass er aus der Homeland Security, aus diesem Department, eine Abteilung für Desinformation einrichten möchte.
So I found a video that is about 5 minutes long. And I think what I will do is just stop it after certain segments so Nicole can, translate it. But it shows how that it's like his background has been one of telling people what they want to hear and lying and being taking other people's words. So we'll see that in the video.
Wir sehen jetzt ein Video, was ungefähr 5 Minuten lang ist, in dem es darum geht, dass Biden im Grunde die Worte anderer Leute übernommen hat, gelogen hat. Das schon lange so vor sich geht.
Okay, so I'll start the video now and I'll do small segments of it. So This is from 1987.
Das Video ist von 1987.
And let me just Share the screen.
Okay, great.
Advanced video, share sound. Okay. So just let me know. Video, share sound. Okay.
Should be able to do it. I put multiple on there before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Just a minute here.
Okay. Nicole, did you swim with the dolphins today yet?
No, I was not able to go to the beach.
Oh, too bad. Maybe tomorrow.
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay.
Okay, I'm just adjusting it here.
Okay.
It takes a few minutes. Okay. Let me know if this works here.
Sitting out there in the audience is the first in her family to ever go to college.
Wave Gladys, the first woman in her family in 1,000 generations to be able to get the university.
Democratic.
Okay,
also in dieser Sequenz geht es im Prinzip darum, dass er gerne Reden anderer wortwörtlich benutzt und für seine Reden ausgibt. I did not translate everything said, but the main
okay.
meaning yeah, that he's copy plagiarizing other people's speeches, for example.
Right. Yeah, Oscar Seisnit.
Presidential candidate Joseph Biden today faces a controversy. 3 weeks ago at a debate at the Iowa State Fair, he used phrases identical to those delivered by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Why is it that my wife is sitting out there in the audience is the first in her family to ever go to college?
Why is Gladys the first woman in her family in 1,000 generations to be able to get the university? My ancestors who worked in the coal mines in northeast Pennsylvania and come up after 12 hours and play football.
8 hours underground and then come up and play football.
It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
There was no platform upon which they could stand.
The notion that every thought or notion or idea you'd have to go back and find and attribute to someone, I think is, quite frankly, ludicrous.
The problem here is that Senator Biden...
Anyway, whatever. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Hier in der Sequenz sieht man deutlich, dass Biden wortwörtlich die Worte von Kinnock aus England, aus Großbritannien kopiert, unter anderem, dass seine Frau die erste ist in der gesamten Familie, die als Frau zur Universität gehen konnte und diese abschließen konnte, oder dass die Vorfahren 8 Stunden Schwerstarbeit in Minen Arbeit leisten mussten, ehe sie Fußball spielen durften und so weiter. Also er übernimmt wortwörtlich die Rede des englischen Kandidaten Kinnock. Mhm.
He told his audience he'd just been thinking about these things and he failed to give any credit at all to his famous British speechwriter.
It reappeared in the New York Times with a new charge that Biden had appropriated a famous litany from the late Robert Kennedy about what the gross national product cannot measure.
Cannot measure the health of our children.
The health of our children.
The quality of our education.
The quality of their education.
The joy of their play.
Or the joy of their play.
Well. Biden gave Kennedy no credit. He has also quoted or paraphrased John Kennedy, Hubert Humphrey, and British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock, all without credit.
Thank you.
Joseph Biden admitted today that he committed plagiarism when he was in law school. He said it was a mistake, but that it was unintentional.
He quoted 5 pages of someone else's work without proper citation.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Ja, also hier geht es um Reden, wo er sogar Kennedy kopiert hat und ja, auch immer wieder andere Politiker, zum Beispiel, wenn es darum geht, Bildung und das Wohlergehen der Kinder zu messen. Und er hat an der Universität, also im Jurastudium, eine Arbeit geschrieben, wo er mindestens 5 Seiten kopiert, übernommen hat, ohne die Quelle anzugeben. Ebenso bei diesen Reden, er gibt niemals die Quelle an, was eben klar als Plagiat zu bezeichnen ist. Und er sagt dazu selbst, das war ein Fehler, dass er diese Arbeit übernommen hat, und er wird bestimmt auch weiterhin Fehler machen.
He was given an F.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb.
To the political community in Washington, it all seems of a piece. Plagiarism at law school, plagiarism on the stump.
The great communicator. Strike that. The great imitator.
You don't steal verbatim. Or when you do, as he did 99% of the time, you give credit.
Biden's critics say he sells himself as a man whose words and visions can inspire a new generation in politics. But if the thoughts, phrases, and visions really belong to others, it's a form of false advertising.
Is it a wise idea, though, to take something that personal anyway from another politician and try and appropriate it to your own campaign?
I think it was a stupid thing to appropriate material that was really very personal, that was someone else's.
Most people didn't know who he was, you know, Joe Biden, and now they're going to say, oh yeah, he's the guy who plagiarized.
That's a lot of people.
First, politically, that's devastating. These clips are devastating. He looks like a Joe Biden wind-up doll with somebody else's words coming out.
If they are going to do things that are stupid as well as immoral, then they're probably too dumb to have the job of president.
Also ich fange hinten an, dieser letzte Satz, also wenn jemand so auf die Art Sachen von anderen übernimmt und auch noch so persönliche Dinge zitiert, ohne die Quelle anzugeben, ist er wahrscheinlich zu dumm, um Präsident zu sein. Und Biden hat damals auch gelogen, was seine Universitäts Abschlüsse anging, also er hatte ein F und hat sich als einen sehr guten Studenten dargestellt, der mit guten Abschlüssen, was nicht wahr ist, und hat eben vor allen Dingen sehr persönliche Ausschnitte aus Reden von anderen übernommen und hat sich dargestellt als einen Präsidenten, der neue, junge Menschen politisch inspirieren kann. Okay.
And I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
Joe Biden was victimized by the truth.
Bye-bye Biden. He may not know it yet, but I think this is going to be very difficult for him to recover.
Is Joe Biden dead meat, yes or no?
I think so.
Bob.
Terminal condition.
Terminal?
Senator Joseph Biden may have more explaining to do.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Hier sind noch mal einige Beispiele, wie sehr Biden sich falsch dargestellt hat. Also, dass er ein volles Stipendium hatte, 3 Abschlüsse und eben zu den Besten der Klasse gehörte. Und er hat einen Abschluss und gehörte eher zu den Schlechtesten der Klasse. Und am Anfang dieses Abschnitts war auch die Frage, ob er wohl sich jemals erholen wird von diesen ganzen Lügen, die da eben herauskamen. Also die Frage war, ob er dead meat ist, totes Fleisch ist.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Oh, God. Okay. I think that's very, very enlightening. I remember watching the elections at that time and seeing these actual newscasters that were not talking heads. They were reporters, and they were commenting on the lack of credibility of Biden at the time, and now he's the one, his regime is putting forth the misinformation ministry that countervenes the First Amendment.
Right.
Also in dem Video damals waren halt noch echte Reporter am Werk, die Biden komplett in Frage stellten und eben auch berichteten, wie viele Lügen da am Werk sind. Also eben nicht nur Sprecher, die wiederholen, was sie zu sagen haben. Und ja, derselbe Biden, der jetzt eben eine Art Diktatur aufstellt und dieses... Could you repeat, what's the name of the new...
Ministry? It's the disinformation ministry, and that's
okay.
Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, Homeland Security.
Ja, genau. Es gehört eben zur Abteilung Homeland Security und ist das Ministerium für Desinformation.
Yeah, right.
So, Ted, well, what did you think of that little video clip?
I think that was just amazing. People forget history sometimes, and it wasn't that long ago. It was only like about 30 years ago, roughly.
About 34 years ago.
Oh, yes. Right, when that happened. And I think he's still lying. He doesn't know how to tell the truth about anything.
Ja, Menschen vergessen schnell die Vergangenheit. Also das sind jetzt 34 Jahre. Die Inhalte des Videos und die meisten haben das bereits vergessen. Mm-hmm.
So people have to wonder, and this is straight out of George Orwell's 1984 book as well, you know, where the big brother, big government controls all the information that people get.
It was called the Ministry of Truth in Orwell's book.
That's right, yeah, Ministry of Truth. Mm-hmm.
Also wir erleben gerade live Dinge, die Orwell in seinem Buch beschreibt. Er nennt es das Ministerium der Wahrheit, was jetzt eben das Ministerium der Desinformation ist.
Well, in the old Soviet Union, Pravda meant in English truth. Mm-hmm. So
In
the old Soviet Union, Nicole. Pravda was a major paper in
Moscow. Pravda.
And Pravda meant truth in English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Genau.
Yeah.
In der alten Sowjetunion gab es die große Zeitung Pravda, und Pravda auf Russisch heißt Wahrheit.
I mean, that's why the founders of the United States wrote the Constitution, so we would have freedom of speech. They didn't say anything about a government controlling what we should believe in, or what it's up to each person to decide whether something's disinformation. That's as far as it should go. Government has no business at all trying to regulate this. This is ridiculous and illegal, I might add.
Die Gründerväter haben bewusst in der Konstitution die Freiheit der Rede festgelegt, und es sollte sich kein Staat einmischen. Also es liegt an jedem Einzelnen zu entscheiden, was Wahrheit ist und was nicht. Also oder welche Information stimmt, welche Information nicht stimmt.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So ironically, the person that's been appointed this disinformation chief of the new branch of the Homeland Security, this Nina Jankowicz, mm-hmm. back in 2020 during the election, she was saying that the executive branch of the United States should not impose any kind of censorship. And now she's part of that censorship.
Same thing, the same hypocritical actions, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also die jetzige Leiterin dieses neuen Ministeriums, Nena Jankowicz, hat während der Wahlen selbst gesagt, dass keine Zensur ausgeübt werden sollte und ist jetzt quasi Leitung eines Ministeriums, die genau das tut, nämlich zensieren.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't see how it's legal. And I don't think the courts here will uphold any of their actions. It's the whole thing is blatantly illegal. Can't do it. Maybe you could do it in North Korea. I don't know, but not here.
Also Ted sieht nicht, dass die Gerichte das durchgehen lassen werden, weil das seiner Meinung nach absolut illegal ist, was da läuft. Und er denkt, dass es in den USA so nicht laufen kann und wird. Also vielleicht in einem Land wie Nordkorea, aber nicht hier, also hier USA.
Let me ask a bigger question, if I may. Carolyn, Nicole, and you're welcome to join this too, Nicole, of course. Are the negatives losing? Because I think they are losing, but are they getting that desperate where they're trying everything they can to stop our ascension with ridiculous agencies like the Ministry of Truth?
Also Ted stellt die folgende Frage, sind die Negativen dabei zu verlieren? Sind sie so verzweifelt, dass sie wirklich alles tun, um den Aufstieg zu verhindern? Wie zum Beispiel jetzt dieses Ministerium der Desinformation einzurichten?
It is a matter of control. There is 1% or less of the population that wants to control the other 99%.
That's right.
As Eisenhower warned about the, industrial
military complex.
Military complex.
Right.
And it's these people that want to control our lives and feed us only what they want us to hear from their agenda. Mm-hmm. And they are getting desperate by doing this. Their time is running and they feel that their time is running out. They've had to accelerate their timetable for the takeover of the new world order.
Ja, es geht um die totale Kontrolle. 1% wollen die restlichen 99% kontrollieren und Eisenhower hat damals schon gewarnt vor dem industriellen militärischen Komplex und sie wollen kontrollieren, dass wir genau das zu hören bekommen, was sie uns an Informationen geben wollen und sie sind verzweifelt, also sie mussten ja schon die Zeitlinie also sie mussten schneller implementieren als geplant in die neue Weltordnung.
Well, one thing that we do have that's brewing in the United States and Congress, there's several members of Congress, and I think that Marjorie Greene and Lauren Bobbitt are going to see if they can get rid of this particular disinformation board, because it has to be funded by Congress. And the executive branch, which is the part of the Homeland Security, is funded by Congress. So there is a movement to disband this before it even gets a foothold and started.
Also es gibt im Kongress einige Mitglieder, zum Beispiel Marjorie Greene, die dabei sind, das zu verhindern oder versuchen, das Ganze zu verhindern, da diese Abteilung von Homeland Security vom Kongress bezahlt wird.